Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning. Wednesday morning. I'm way ahead of myself. The Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, let's also get out there and let everybody know that a special shout, as always, goes out to our great, 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 great friends, military, active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, not to forget about the fact that everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road semi-truck drivers, the guys and the gals and the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so we can get our mail today, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go over there. I'm not sure, but I think this might be Atlanta. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian in Atlanta.
Okay, Brian, what's up?
Well, I've just been thinking about the Supreme Court leak, and I was noticing that Roberts has condemned the leak, but we haven't heard a combined statement condemning the leak from all nine justices, which surprises me. And I'm interested in Denise's also concerned that all nine justices haven't come out with a combined statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll answer that question for you right now. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
All right, so, take care.
And then my...
Go ahead.
All right. Oh, I was just going to say, I wonder then if it isn't the case that the leaking clerk, who probably is a clerk, actually doesn't have tacit encouragement from one of the justices. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to understand why they wouldn't make a combined statement about that.
Okay, well, it's a good point. Good point. Thank you very much, Brian, and keep on trucking. Okay, we've heard from Brian before. That is rather odd. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, you got your Chief Justice, and I think he may have kind of made the declaration that says that, you know, I'll handle it. And maybe that is what has happened there. But I will say that I think... Clarence Thomas has made a statement.
Yes.
But really none of the others has. Now, I believe at least five or six of them have been taken from their homes. I do know that certainly Alito has.
Yep.
But they have been given some specific additional security,
mm-hmm.
Because these people are breaking in a federal crime, mm-hmm. with what they're doing.
Correct.
and the Department of Justice is doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the clerk was concerned, I argue they know exactly who did this. There are too many ways that they can track what happened, if for nothing else, not only inside the Supreme Court, but from Politico.
Mm-hmm.
So I argue that they they already know. And because this thing is so contentious, I'm blown away that the Supreme Court hasn't already published their decision. If we know that the Alito draft was just that, only a draft, but it was done in February.
Mm-hmm.
And when a draft is done and it's gone to the other justices for comments and remarks back in February, we're in May, so that's already made the rounds. And so I would argue that the decision is already prepared and finished.
Mm-hmm.
So publish it. If we're going to have a collapse of civil society, then let's do it now instead of prolonging all of this. Let's just handle this and simultaneously deal with this leak. Now, they say that leaking is not a crime. I'm not too sure about that. Talked to a couple of former U.S. prosecutors, and they have protected material at that Supreme Court, very, very protected procedures and protection of the material. They go through two burn bags, and then they go through two shredding processes. Well, that tells you that material is confidential. And that material, I would argue, is government material. The Supreme Court is a branch of government. So that material, whatever goes on at the Supreme Court, are government documents. And so somebody leaked government documents. So I'm not so sure that when we initially heard that leaking is not a crime, I beg to differ. I think now it is.
Well, it should be, and certainly the protesting the way they're doing it is a crime of violation
Correct.
Of federal law. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that very much. Now, this portion of the program, are my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own. And the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can certainly provide you with coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. But then here's where you really save the money. When you bundle your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy or your condo insurance policy, when you bundle that policy together with that, you will save a bunch of money. So, happy shopping. And here's hoping that you can save a bunch of money just like I did years ago when I went over and did the same thing. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And good morning again.
Hello.
Now, obviously, the economy is not getting all that great. And Biden is passing the buck big time and all that. But it appears that gasoline, which that million barrels a day was going to lower the price down, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, it's done nothing. Nothing.
Well, he's in his little cockamamie speech, which I call wash, rinse, and repeat yesterday, he's releasing even more. And what he said that he's going to do is, or how much he's going to do, will give us an 11-day surplus. And he says that he has, you know, called other European leaders and, you know, he's going to help them out with this and blah, 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 blah. But he never said a blasted thing, not a blasted thing about lifting regulations, or opening any more pipelines, or incentivizing domestic oil companies, blah, 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 blah. He only talked about we're going to stop the price gouging. Well, again, I mean, he seems to think that big oil is doing the price gouging. They're not.
No.
The gas stations are not.
Nope.
It is where we are, and this is the market. We'll say, however, that some of the domestic production is hurt a little bit by lack of employees, so that is kind of hurting some there. But you know, the other piece is, and the thing that got completely ignored yesterday by this administration when talking about inflation, is the impact that it's having on senior citizens.
Yeah.
People that are on fixed income. And that's, you know, that affects a lot of states. It affects those in Florida, Texas, South Carolina, Arizona, California. These people are living on limited incomes.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, fixed incomes. And they're the forgotten few. I mean, he kept talking about reducing the price of insulin yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to fix everything. Well, you know, the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable, period.
No.
And I wish somebody would at least introduce legislation to change the name of it, because it's not affordable anymore, not by a long stretch.
Right.
And he thinks that, you know, the ability for companies to negotiate, the hospitals and whatnot, to negotiate prices of prescription drugs, that that's going to cure that. It's not. It's just not. I mean, so, by the way, Susan Rice, I think, is tested positive for COVID yesterday, air quote COVID.
Wow.
I think she's driving a lot of this policy. Between she and Chief of Staff Ron Klain are driving a lot of this policy and speeches that are typed into the teleprompter. Biden has no clue what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk about something else here, which also relates to the economy, and it's the fact that the housing bubble 2.0 seems to be coming very quickly. I've been watching some different things. Basically, there isn't a lot of inventory. Whatever's out there gets sold really quick at pretty much any kind of a price. But it is what it is. All right, let me see here. I'm not sure who I got on the line here. Let me go over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Knucklehead in East Tennessee again. Real quick question for Miss Denise.
You guys, go ahead.
You're knocking out of the park. Hey, real quick, Miss Denise and Captain Eden Simon also, obviously. If the United States Marshal Service is tasked with providing facility security for federal courts, to include the United States Supreme Court, okay, and those... though that Marshal Service is actually contracting a third party, such as Castellis, to provide facility security and or other, you know, obviously internal security, I mean, includes internal security, who holds the bag if indeed that this information would be, she made a great point earlier, ma'am, regarding confidentiality, the confidential classification, which is, you know, the third level of, you know, top secret, secret, confidential of our classification system. Who's tasked with doing that? Is that the third-party contractor? Are we playing a shell game here? I'm just going to leave it at that and take my answer off there. Thanks. Good morning, Simplify.
All right, thank you. I got one question to add to that, Denise. I know that the Supreme Court has their own police department. Are they
essentially, yes, they do.
Are they providing security for the justices?
I mean, we don't know if where the lines of demarcation are, whether it's Virginia State Police that are hired, that are contracted, or Maryland, because, you know, not all justices live in the same place. A lot of people were blaming Governor Youngkin for not protecting those that live in Virginia. But this is a federal thing. I don't know if we can cross the line, but I think what Eric was referring to were the documents and what those procedures are and who deals with that over there. My sense is that the procedures had worked for so long in the Supreme Court about the confidentiality. There's a distinct difference between confidential and classified. So that's why I think there's some legislation moving on the Hill about classified, making this material classified. But nonetheless, it's stealing government property. But anyway, I think that's because that procedure had worked for so long that this leaker, who I would argue was put up to this, the timing of this is, I think, purposeful. Certainly going into the summer, we wanted to change the argument. We wanted to have something to change up what Biden and the Democrats are getting blamed for when it comes to inflation. They want to, you know, start blaming the Republicans or the conservatives, and we'll start with those on the Supreme Court, air quote, those on the Supreme Court. And, you know, we had protests all over the place and continue to have planned protests. So it's going to be a hard early summer, which is the reason I think they ought to just go ahead and put out this decision and get this mess over with. So, you know, I don't know if the Supreme Court has stopped any of their, you know, hearing of any cases. I haven't looked at the docket. You know, the decisions are generally published at the end of the session in June or July anyway, mostly June. So I don't know if they're hearing anything else right now, so I can't answer that part of the question.
Well, I haven't heard anything about any cases being adjudicated ever since it started, so I don't know.
I haven't paid attention to that. My own fault.
Okay. All right. Well, to be continued. We'll see if we can find out and get the answer to that one tonight. You have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And the view's a lot better where she's at than where I'm at. All right, I'll see you on the way back. Don't go anywhere.
Captains, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a swing at President Joe Biden and Democrats on Tuesday, blaming both for the economic pressures facing Americans.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
President Biden attempted to unveil a plan to battle inflation on Tuesday, but failed to offer specifics.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
U.S. inflation is at its highest point point in 40 years. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa. They say it's part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is in its 11th week. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Thank you, all the United States veterans.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And they've got two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. They're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can call 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And you'll get the main switchboard for the National Aviation Academy. You can ask to take a tour of either one of their campuses, either the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. Or you can take the tour up in Concord, Massachusetts. That's the one located just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080. And their website, if you want to check it out, naa.edu, naa.edu. And you'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the money people that handle the student loans, whether it's the military loan that you can get if you're a veteran. And again, even though you may or may not have all of the benefits left on your GI Bill, you might have enough to at least pay for some of it or a great deal. But if you haven't used your GI Bill education benefits before, well, there's probably a good chance you'll be able to use it now and everything will be taken care of. Now, that being said, you won't know until you call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour and take your pick, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass., whichever one works for you. One is Tampa, the other one's Boston. Now, the Pentagon will run out of funds to send weapons from its stockpiles to the Ukraine by the third week of May unless Congress quickly approves the $33 billion or $38 billion or $40 billion, whatever it is, of supplemental aid for the war-torn country of Ukraine. Now, over $100 million remains of the $3.5 billion authority granted by Congress in March to pull weapons and equipment from U.S. inventories and ship them to Ukrainians battling the Russian forces. Now, the White House is currently seeking another $20 billion just in military assistance for Ukraine, including $5 billion in an additional drawdown authority as part of a new spending request delivered last month to Congress. How this is going to work? Don't know yet. But we do know this. It's all contingent to Congress and how fast they act. So we'll see what happens there now. Now, as far as the war in Ukraine goes and drags into its third month, the United States is trying to figure out the best way and pace to train the troops there on how to use the Western arms flooding into the besieged nation. From howitzers to suicide drones, the Pentagon is trying to seek the right balance of training for the Ukrainians on the new arms. We'll see. To be determined. To prepare for far more contested airspace, the U.S. Air Force is now laying the groundwork for a series of radical transformations in how it approaches air combat that could cost at least tens of billions of dollars over the next 2 decades. Now, inside the Air Force's race to fund future fighters, bombers, and autonomous drones before the next crisis hits, they're working very tediously to get this taken care of. We'll see how this works out. By the way, in Hawaii, 102 families alleging harm from tainted water at Pearl Harbor and Hickam Field have filed legal claims against the Navy. More than 100 families filed their legal claims against the government for illnesses and out-of-pocket expenses they say are related to the drinking fuel-tainted water in their homes at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And yes, that did happen. And it still hasn't been resolved totally, to my knowledge, which is just an awful, awful embarrassment. Hopefully they'll get it done. Now, leaders at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona are investigating an incident where an airman allegedly told another airman that he was not being considered for a position because the Air Force is looking for somebody of white complexion, according to a text exchange shared on the popular Facebook page Air Force AMN/SNCO/NCO. That's the NCO page for the Air Force on Facebook. So somebody's trying to make something out of whatever there. Hopefully it's not true and it's just a bunch of nonsense, but we'll see. I'll follow that now that I know where to look. By the way, Marines can look to the Ukraine conflict for real-world previews of how the Corps and their warfighting concept might unfold as the Ukraine conflict reveals parallels to the new Marine Corps warfighting vision. We'll see what happens. We may see some of our troops somewhere along the line get involved. I certainly hope it's not going to be anytime soon, though. I hope they'll wait until this is resolved one way or the other, if they do have to go into the country, because we are talking about the U.S. Embassy, which is, I believe, it's open again, so we will have Marines boots on the ground in Kiev, the Ukraine capital. Now, the other thing about that is it won't just be the normal little contingent of, say, maybe a squad or whatever. I suspect it'll be at least platoon size, if not bigger than that, will be put in there because it's considered to be a hot spot. And usually when that happens, you could have as many as a company of Marines right there at the embassy. So we'll see. By the way, Zelensky is calling for international help to end the Odessa blockade. Russian forces have pounded the southern Ukrainian port of Odessa with missiles, killing at least one person, as Ukraine's President Zelensky has called on the international community to take immediate steps to end the Russian blockade of the country's ports to allow wheat shipments and prevent a global food crisis, which is what it's doing right now. The world needs the grain that they've got there, for sure. Even Russia needs that grain. We'll see if they'll let it happen. Don't know if they will or not, but we'll see. Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and we're going to talk quite a bit about the money angle that seems to be going on right now, and all the different things that we heard yesterday from Joe Biden and company, which to be a fly in the wall would be an understatement as to figure out what some of the stuff is that's going on. But Joe Biden is just not helping the situation at all yet. And he needs to lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way and let somebody that does get in there. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. It's America we're talking about now. America first. So we'll see. We'll see if we can get him to do that. All right, we're going out with Low Rider. And we don't know what we're coming back in with, but we're coming back in with Chris Markowski. I know that much. The Watchdog on Wall Street coming up next. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Wow. All right, Chris Markowski's on the line. He will be right to him in a minute, but I need to remind you that my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by one of the best car dealers in the country, and that would be the Moss Family Automotive Group and their Moss Acura store, which is right here in Tampa on Florida Avenue, located right next door to the Moss Nissan store, both of them side by side on Florida Avenue. Now, I will tell you from my own personal experience, these people really, really know how to take care of a customer, because they not only have got one of the best lineups of vehicle anywhere in the country, but when's the last time you heard of somebody doing You Serve, You Saved, and giving military veterans, giving active military, giving first responders, and giving church pastors a discount on the vehicle that you buy? When's the last time you heard about anybody doing that? They're few and far between, let me tell you. But at Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S, and mossacura.com, the website, they will take care of you, and I mean they will really take care of you, and you'll be very happy and pleased to know them, just as I am. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's MossAcura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I want to thank you for that really nice liner you did. I wasn't really expecting to hear the way you did it, but that's okay. I mean, we go back a ways. And I've done that for you a couple times too, so I guess turnaround's fair play, right?
Anytime. You need anything else, you got it.
All right. Well, I got to ask you a question. How's that working out for Joe Biden? You know, the plan to drop gas prices? I haven't seen any prices dropping anywhere lately.
No, they're not dropping. You know, it was funny today. Wall Street Journal, kind of like pulled a watchdog on Wall Street. I'm on my program. I always like to sub-reference pop culture, movies, and television shows. And they cited an episode of Seinfeld where one of the lead characters, George, realizes that everything that his intuition tells him is always wrong. So if his intuition is always wrong, if he does the opposite of what he thinks he should do, that's right. So that's basically what you need on Joe Biden right now. He needs to do the opposite, okay, of what he's been doing on everything when it comes to inflation. The exact opposite. If he does that, we'll be heading in the right direction.
Wow.
From his yesterday, which was a joke, and everybody is just kind of panning the entire thing because it was ridiculous. Again, blaming, you know, this, that, the next thing, and, you know, it's the pandemic's fault, it's Putin's fault, and not dealing with the right solutions there, where his solutions are spending more money and raising taxes. Crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, nothing that he's done has worked. Nothing. Gas prices hitting a new nominal record. My goodness, who would have thought we would have been sitting here saying that yesterday we saw the highest average national price on record, $4.37 a gallon, for all the prices all the way across the country. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's no doubt. It's going to be painful. And again, it's going to cut some other things, going to cut into people's summer driving, how much it's going to cost them to get from point A to point B. So, it's going to make it a lot more expensive for families.
Well, they're saying just off the bat, if the oil stays where it's at right now, the prices, it's increasing oil costs, and every American household will pay $2,000 more just for gasoline. But this isn't done going up. It's going to continue to go up, I think.
Yeah, and it's not just gasoline. You got to think about heating bills, electric costs, everything across the board. It's an input cost.
Yep.
You're getting from point A to point B, and it's going to factor into things that you buy.
And let's let this sink in for a minute to our listeners. I know I don't need to remind most of you, but to those of you that forgot, or those of you on the left side of the aisle that want to even attempt to try to stand up for and back up President Biden, listen to this. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, gasoline was under $3 a gallon for Trump's entire term and even dropped to under $2 a gallon in 2020. Notice how silent Charles Chucky Boy Schumer's been about all of this.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, they keep telling us that, we got all this green energy and it's going to lower our costs. But, you know, Obama was president a while ago. I mean, his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, I mean, it's going back to 2009, for crying out loud, where he put that thing into play. And he had his climate czar, and the government subsidized solar panel companies and Solyndra and battery companies. Where is all of that? And if that stuff was all, you know, grand spanking awesome, why aren't our energy costs coming down? Why are they going in the opposite direction? I mean, it's patently absurd right now. Because of the input costs for electric vehicles right now, they're all raising their prices. And not a little bit, a lot. You're talking $12,000, $15,000 per electric car. That's very expensive. There's a whitewash right now with the electric vehicle manufacturers. Many of them are probably not going to survive because they're not making any money. They're nowhere close to making money, and the market conditions as they exist today means, guess what? They're probably going to be gone, many of them.
Yeah, you're probably right. By the way, the president yesterday, I want to tell you what he said, and I want to ask you what you think he was trying to say. You ready?
Ready.
The number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation. What?
Yeah, it's more word salad. It's like I'm playing some sort of game where I'm supposed to, like, decode the words. We might have got to get our military code breakers to come in to try to figure out what the hell this guy's saying half the time. He doesn't know. I think Rick Scott called him out. I just said just how incoherent he is. He made a statement in regards to this guy doesn't make any sense, and he doesn't.
Yeah, he said that Scott was trying to raise the taxes for everybody in the United States. He did throw out an unofficial statement about, maybe that we needed to raise. One of the options we had was to raise taxes to try to slow the rate of inflation down and this, that, and the other, which is true. However, he never really put it on writing. He did not suggest it. It was never accepted. And even Mitch McConnell stood there and said this was not ever seriously considered.
Well, again, it's that, you know, they're trying to, you know, to make hay in some way, shape, matter, or form when it comes to, drawing attention to themselves like they're actually doing something. But the approval ratings are just, they're so far into the toilet right now. I don't know what they're going to manufacture. Again, I think that they're going to really push for the abortion issue probably at the midterms. I think that's the direction that they want to head. I think that their initial reaction by not condemning the violent protests and some of the things that were taking place at Supreme Court justices' homes, I think that that backfired on them because then they kind of come out after the fact, after they didn't condemn it, to condemn it. They're floating trial balloons out there to seeing what's going to actually work.
Okay, now we've got Mary on the line, so she's got a question, I'm sure, so here we go. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's your question for the Watchdog?
Hey, my question is a question of money. Have you ever been behind somebody in a drive-thru where their electric window has broken? You know why they don't get that fixed? Because that costs sometimes up to $500. But at least their car still runs. How much are one of these, quote, electric cell batteries in those cars? Because there's more than just one. How much does that cost to repair? Because people aren't going to be able to repair electric cars. Thank you.
All right. Well, I've been told, but I don't know for sure, that the batteries in the electric cars are $500 each, and there's four batteries in an electric car.
Matt, I didn't hear that. I think they're a hell of a lot more than that.
Okay.
$500 each is a deal, quite frankly. I think it's much, much more expensive than
okay.
that. Now, I was told that you're starting anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000. They're not cheap. And again, you got all these new electric car manufacturers there, and I think it's a neat technology. I really do. But I would be going into it saying, hey, listen, how long do I expect this battery to last for? And if not, I better get it under warranty where you're gonna go ahead and replace it.
Well, I hear the music, so that means I got to let you go, but I'll talk to you tomorrow to be continued. So stay below, stay warm, and don't buy an electric car anytime soon.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We were kidding about that the other day. He'd be the one guy that something would happen to the electric car, and he'd be pushing it over the Whitestone Bridge to get into New York. He'd be the one guy. All right, we'll let you go, and we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.